Efforts to replace the death penalty in Washington state have taken a significant step forward. The state Senate voted late Wednesday in favor of a measure to replace capital punishment with life without parole. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there for the historic vote.
It was a Republican who led off the debate in favor of repeal. Maureen Walsh is the prime sponsor of the bill to abolish the death penalty. She also represents Walla Walla, where Washington's death row is located.
I've often wondered if it was one of my family members, would I feel differently? I'd probably want to rip them apart with my hands. But sometimes cooler heads have to prevail.
Walsh argued the death penalty is disproportionately applied across Washington's 39 counties because most of them can't afford the cost. Other Republicans, though, like Senate Minority Leader Mark Schessler, argued to keep capital punishment.
I have no trust in the judiciary that life without parole really means life without parole.
Republican amendments to retain the death penalty in cases where police officers or correctional officers are murdered were rejected on procedural grounds. Republican Senator Randy Becker invoked the recent death of Pierce County Deputy Daniel McCartney, whose widow she plans to visit in the coming days.
I don't know how I'm going to face that woman, and I just have to say I'm very disappointed.
In the end, the vote in favor of repeal was 26 to 22, with five Republicans joining with the majority. A handful of more conservative Democrats voted no. After the vote, Democratic Governor Jay Inslee greeted supporters of repeal in the Senate wings.
Well, I think it reflects an increasing recognition of the public that this is not an effective and certainly an unequal administration of justice and is no longer acceptable in the state of Washington.
In 2014, Inslee imposed a moratorium on executions in Washington. The repeal bill now goes to the Washington House, where its fate is anything but certain. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.